Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was Ian Rappaport with the breaking news that Brian Callahan out in Tennessee. He had the line in there about Jeffrey Simmons that the team had their worst week of practice going into last week. He's like, we had a terrible Thursday practice.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think that's interesting for two reasons. I mean, number one, just a player airing out the coach. Then they turn around and fire the coach when their former coach is about to come in and play them this weekend. But also, Jeffrey Simmons is a name that's out there in trade conversations. I don't know that he's the biggest need on this Patriots team, given that they have Barmore, given that they have the Milkman. Even guys like Tonga played really well in the interior of that line. So I don't know if it's the biggest team need, but that's a guy you know Vrabel loves that doesn't sound very happy in Tennessee. But let's focus on the task at hand. Bad week of practice. Coach comes out, gets fired. Let's start with this, Keith. Is that a good or a bad thing for the Patriots this weekend compared to Brian Callahan coaching? Is it better or worse if Callahan is not there?
I think it's better for the Titans that he's gone. Meaning, like, you see a lot of
it's worse for the Patriots. Doesn't mean the Patriots will lose.
No.
But it's worse for the Patriots.
Yeah, because I feel like this was clearly a sinking ship, and Tennessee made the call. They're the first team this year to fire their coach. So they're like, we need to make a change. And there are so many examples over the last several years where you fire your coach and you get a big game or two. Like Antonio Pierce taking over for Josh McDaniels is a great example where Josh McDaniels is doing a terrible job with the Raiders. Antonio Pierce came in. Is Antonio Pierce any good at coaching?
Nope. No.
But
nope.
He wasn't Josh McDaniels. And for that week or 2 weeks, I forget what they ended up doing. They win the first game. Maybe they won the first two. And then I think they like lost the rest of them.
I thought Pierce had actually like a decent finish to that whole half a year. And then they brought him back and he stunk.
Okay, maybe that's what it was. But he was like all excited. He was talking trash and everything else. And so maybe that's what it'll be. I mean, we'll find out pretty early on, like, just how much of the problem was Callahan, or is he simply just a scapegoat? I don't think they have a great roster or anything. But no, for the first week, I would have rather they had him there, and then you're like, all right, it's going to be over at some point, and then, like, next week they fire him, and then you move on, and you forget about
Same.
Him. Don't you think they have, like, a little bit more of a puncher's chance
yes.
now?
Yeah, I think it's worse. Now, I think the Patriots are going to win. I'd still pick them to cover. But I'm just
7.5?
Yeah. I'm just telling you, I would feel a little better if Callahan were still there. The fact they made a coaching change, guys are going to be ready to go, and they're not just going to be mailing it in. Like, it sounds like they all mailed it in. They had a crummy week of practice because they didn't want to play for the guy. Now there's a change. Now the difference is between, like, your Antonio Pierce example.
Yeah.
This is Mike McCoy, who is going to be their interim coach. He was hated in San Diego, and he's not like an ex-player rah-rah kind of guy. That's not what he is. He's like a dorky whiz kid coordinator, at least he was when he came in as head coach of the Chargers, whatever that was, a decade ago.
Right.
That was kind of the book on him.
True.
So he's not your ex-player, leader of men style of guy. Like, did the Colts win that Jeff Saturday game? Is that another weird one?
Oh, good one. Like, yeah, like, oh, that's even a better example. I think they did.
If you bring out, like, a guy like that
for,
like, one game, leader of men.
And then that fell flat.
It went miserably, but all that matters for this conversation is this weekend against the Pats. I don't care what the Titans do for the rest of the year. I've already chalked up a loss on the Titans winning that division, Keith. I've already kissed that
you
one
don't
goodbye.
Think they're going to do it?
I'm conceding.
A lot of season left.
I'm willing to concede on that one, but all that matters is this weekend. It's worse for the Patriots. Doesn't mean they'll lose. Doesn't mean they won't even cover. They should do both, but this team isn't going to mail it in like they were mailing it in, and that makes it a little more difficult for the Patriots. That's all.
Antonio Pierce actually went 5-4 for the Raiders.
I thought he had a decent finish to the year, and then he came back for the next year and was a disaster.
Yeah. But so they won their first two games in reaction to McDaniels, but then they lost three in a row. And then they ended up, like, you know, ping-ponging games down the stretch. And they finished the season 8-9. But the point would be, like, yeah, Jeff Saturday. Actually, is that him right there on the TV? he's now no longer a coach. He's now on TV.
He's back on ESPN.
Yeah. But, no, that's exactly what you're talking about. It's like, all right, this guy. Or even, like, when Dan Campbell, before he became, like, a pretty good head coach, he was more of, like, a punchline. He took over Miami, and he even beat Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
Yeah.
And you're like, you got that guy over there? And so, yeah, there is some sort of change. It is got to be hilarious for Mike Vrabel, and I don't think, although sometimes he can't help himself, he may make a comment here or there. You know he's thinking it. The guy they replaced him
with
couldn't even make it through halfway through the second season, couldn't even go head-to-head with the guy that replaced him. They already fired him. Like, that's pretty amazing. That's a big win for him.
So, yeah, and I'm not saying he needs to, like, spike the football Monday morning with Greg, although that would be great.
Spike the football on Sunday over and over and over again.
Well, agreed. He should have a little something up his sleeve to really stick it to him.
Yes.
And on top of that, if he wants to say something to the team in the locker room, I would understand that. If he doesn't want to do it in the media and he doesn't want to, again, spike the proverbial football with Greg, although we'd encourage it as a station,
sure,
then fine. But he should be doing that. This is the guy they chose to replace him. Now he's in first place, and this guy's already fired.
Amazing.
Already, and like, just an epic disaster. Most of what I read yesterday when I got fired is, why was he even brought back?
Like, he was awful.
He was on the hot seat this offseason. What was the point of even bringing him back? If
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're just going to turn around and fire him. Do you think Vrabel's return factored into the timing of the decision, Keith?
I don't know, because I think it looks worse, actually.
It does make him look worse, but it also
it makes Tennessee look worse.
But it also gives him a better chance to win the game.
Yeah, yes, that's true. But I feel like having the guy that you replaced him with go 4-19.
It's an easy, easy story in Tennessee, right? It's like, oh, the guy we didn't want is already back, and now his team's in first place, and our guys fight. Like, it's an easy story in Tennessee.
Yeah. No, that's brutal, and it just didn't seem like there was anywhere to go. And you also, you know, they have the number one overall pick at quarterback, and you don't want to screw that up. And if you feel like you're screwing that up, you got to move on quick as you can. But I can't imagine there's any kind of, like, turnaround. It just seems like a lost season. Like, you're basically, for them, you're trying to, not to ruin that kid.
Did you see the stat going around yesterday? The last four, I think, first quarterbacks taken first overall, their coaches have all gotten fired, like, right away.
Well, they all might have been horrible teams.
It might have been in year one.
Yeah.
So that
makes sense.
That's another one with Cam Ward, my guy Cam Ward.
Yeah, was that Bryce Young, Caleb Williams, Cam Ward, and one other one. All those guys are out, huh?
Yeah, who would it have been before that? But yeah,
Lawrence, I think, was the other one.
Oh, that's right. Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence. Yes, that is it. So they're all
out. Oh, my God. But so Urban Meyer, what's his name with the Bears, who was a mess?
Eberflus,
right. And then they went to Thomas Brown for a minute. And then, so he's already had like three coaches. He hasn't even played two seasons yet.
Yep.
Yeah, what a run. The guys in Carolina, now this one. That'd be a good group. Those guys should get together. Those number one picks that all had quarterback or coaches like gone.
Just trade
within
stories.
12 games.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like, when did you know that guy wasn't going to work? Like, when I met him. The second I met him.
617-779-7937. One text here. Guys, I'm not even a Pats fan, but you guys aren't talking about the big picture here. The AFC is wide open. We may not talk about that today.
We spent a lot of time yesterday on
we
that.
We spent a lot of time on it yesterday. We've
it's
been talking about
open.
That for the last week plus. Yeah, I mean, you look at it, it's Colts and Jags, and now the Bills are knocked down a peg.
Although, you know what I don't like about
this? I'd still fear Kansas City sitting there at 3-3.
Yes, that's the thing, because this is almost like, and we said this 2 years ago about the Chiefs, like they weren't that good, and then they just kept moving on, and then they won the Super Bowl. Last year, they obviously didn't win it, but they got there, and they haven't been, like, great. it's sort of like even like 2018 Patriots, where you're like, that's not a great team. That is far from their best team. But nobody was ready to knock them off, and then they just moved on and won another Super Bowl. So, like, right now, I would take the field if it was like Kansas City versus the field. But if it was like one
team,
you can only pick
AFC.
One, and all the odds are the same. You might take Kansas
City.
Yeah,
it's probably the team that goes to the AFC title game every year and mostly goes to the Super Bowl and then typically wins it. Yeah.
I mean, you would definitely take them over Buffalo, over Baltimore, over Cincinnati. I mean, Cincinnati's dead. So it's like out of those teams that we thought going in had all the best quarterbacks. And then this like new wave of like upstarts, like the Colts and the Patriots, like, ah. You know, I want to believe in the Pats, but we'll see.
I can tell you have some Bills fans as well, right?
Sure do. Oh yeah.
So I was texting with a buddy of mine last night, Bills fan, and he goes, "I already know."
Sick thank brag, you. Bro.
About the Sean McDermott glasses, also about this. He goes, "I already know how the season's going to end." He goes, "The Bills are going to win 11-12 games and lose to Kansas City. That's how our season's going to go."
Yeah, they know. It's brutal. I mean, they're excited about Josh Allen, but they're also very very aware.
I can see the future, and it's the past.
Does not involve the Super Bowl.
No. Mark is in Medford. Get us started today, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So if you were going to tell me a third of the way through the season that I'd wake up today and the Patriots would be in first place, I'd say you were smoking some good weed. But I do have two questions for you.
Okay.
This begs the question now.
Are we smoking good weed? I pass on grass.
Buffalo is favorite. Buffalo is favorite to go to the Super Bowl and possibly win it. The question is on them is that, is this Buffalo team really as good as people think they are?
No.
And number two, you kind of like stole my thunder a little bit, except for teams like Cleveland and the Jets and a couple of other teams. Can you pick two teams right now to go to the Super Bowl? Because I can't.
Nope, that's what the NFL wants, and that's what they got. I don't think you – I mean, we can. We've done it. We did our preseason predictions, but I don't think there's any, like, obvious one. And also meaning, like, if Team X doesn't make it, it's a huge upset. Like, NFC right now, the division leaders are the Eagles, who have their own issues.
Yeah, I'm out.
The Green Bay Packers, they're okay.
Fine.
The Bucs.
Yeah, that. So we,
I like the Bucs.
As bad as our Ravens prediction was, Keith, we both had them in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
And then a three-way tie in the West between the Niners, Seahawks, and Rams. So you're like, you really feel good about any of those teams making the Super Bowl? No. Wide open.
I would change to Chiefs-Bucs. That would be my Super Bowl today, but I don't feel great about
it. And then the AFC division leaders are the Patriots, Steelers, Colts, and Chargers.
Ugh.
Like, Super Bowl? One of those teams going to make the Super Bowl? Crazy, but that's exactly what you have.
ESPN came out with their power rankings today.
Oh, I looked at these.
They have the Patriots 14.
A little low.
I scrolled to 10, and I'm like, did I miss them? I was like, were they higher? And then I got all the way down to 14. I'm like, oh, they were 17 last week. I thought they'd go a little higher.
Which is weird because Bills are
still. They only beat the Saints, but I don't know. I thought they would be a little bit higher. I was a little disappointed.
Too. That is disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Disrespectful. Bulletin board material.
All right.
Well, I saw that, and I was like, they just beat the Bills, who they still have ranked really high. So I'm like, if you subscribe to your own rankings, a win over the Bills would kind of vault you up there.
One would think.
But
So you can discuss 617-779-7937. Speaking of the Patriots and Drake May, he was a guest yesterday, as he is every Monday, on Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, use the rewind feature, go back and listen to it, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. He was asked how he feels about being in the MVP conversation. You'll hear his answer next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.